Hi, this is Luca.
And this is Laura.
And this is the CareerBeat Talks podcast,
where we bring you the latest insights from the world of recruiting.
From both sides, the candidate's perspective and the company's perspective.
Let's jump right in. If you haven't heard about recruiting as a service, then it is time that you learn a little bit about it, because I think this is something that more and more companies will be using in the future or might already be using. So today we want to really shine a little bit of light. What is recruiting as a service? Is it just a buzzword, or is there actually something behind that? And I think from my perspective, there's so much good things behind this recruiting as a service. Let's uncover it a little bit. Luca, where do we start?
Yeah, maybe we can first start by explaining what it entails. So what do companies get if they pay someone, hire someone to do recruiting as a service? I really like this because it's a lot of different aspects. So what you get if you hire someone to do recruiting as a service is you get an external specialist, mostly an agency, and for a fixed monthly price, they will provide all the digital services that help you attract candidates and fill your open role. So this can be, for example, publishing the job posts on your behalf, so you don't have to do it and deal with all these different job portals. It can also be active sourcing, so that the agency reaches out for candidates. And then, lastly, and I know this is your favorite topic, it can also be that the agency is running social media ads on your behalf, right? So basically, it is outsourcing all the modern recruitment channels and possibilities that there are to a specialist company and agency in this case for a fixed monthly price. This is really the important part, and this is how it differentiates to the more traditional headhunting, so to say, where you usually have success-based payment based on the salary of the candidate that is going to be hired. So this is the difference here, but always depends, of course, on your personal preference. But for some companies, this is a really interesting model, I feel like. What do you think, Laura?
Yes, I agree. And I was just currently asking myself, like, what advice would I give to a company that's thinking of, for this position, should I go with, you know, headhunting services or recruiting as a service? Where I see some benefits in recruiting as a service for a company is that while you are practically giving an agency still the active sourcing part, so still candidates will be, you know, searched very actively for, on top, you are giving the agency also the power, so to say, to work on your employer brand. So that's a big benefit for you as a company, because practically you get two in one. And even if that, you know, employer branding that's happening, meaning, for example, posts about the company and the job and why it is so good to work for you specifically, this will also increase your awareness on other jobs that you might not be currently active sourcing for, but it still shines more light on your company. And that's one big benefit. So if you're a company that in general, you know, struggles a little bit more with, you know, getting talents to your company, because maybe you have a more remote location, maybe you're not in Munich or Frankfurt, you know, so how can you attract talents there? Maybe then this recruiting as a service does make more sense, because you get two services in one, and it helps for this specific position, but for future positions as well. I don't know, what's your take on this, Luca?
Yeah, that's a very good point. And that's something that has to be considered, especially if you have your more traditional headhunting services, right? The agency will be really focused on just finding one candidate that perfectly matches your role, which is perfectly fine, but you're right, it lacks a little bit of the broader perspective on making you more attractive as an employer. So, for example, we have one of the campaigns we're currently doing, right? So we generate with really not that much of budget, we can create like 10,000 of impressions via a social media campaign. And then, of course, there's a little bit of a funnel and there will only be a few applicants, but still all the others see a very nicely designed social media ad and talking about that your company is hiring in this area, in this location, right? So even if they are maybe not the 100% perfect match and they think, I don't know, I don't want to apply and click on the set, it still will be kept in the back of their mind. And then maybe in 1 year they remember and then they apply on their own. So yeah, that's exactly. A very, very good point. Yeah.
Yes, and on top of that, I also think like if you have a huge HR team, you know, and someone dedicated to employer branding, awesome, okay? But if you're a smaller company and you don't have the budget to have someone dedicated to employer branding, then also here the recruiting as a service might be a little bit more sustainable than just headhunting for, you know, this position and then that position and so on and so forth. So also here, because it's kind of like you get an extended HR team. But because you get an extended HR team, I also want to really highlight that you need to choose a very good agency, an agency that truly cares about your company, about maybe even the products that you have, because in the end, they are also becoming, you know, your brand and will be representing that brand. I don't know if every agency does that, but for example, what we also like doing when we have this recruiting as a service offer to a company, we also have our own talent pool, right? Like we have a big community. I think by now it's like almost 80K over the different channels that we have and that we manage. So when we work together with a company, we also use our own brand to show the jobs, why we recommend applying to those jobs. And this is something that you should also look out for. Like what additional offers can this agency bring to you that another agency might not be able to do? So I think there are still many important things to consider when you do the service because it's more long-term. I mean, you probably will work at least 2 or 3 months together with the agency before you find the ideal candidate on top of course, also working on the employer brand. So I think this is an important decision to consider.
Yeah, and I think it's a really nice offer for some companies. I mean, it really depends for which type of company it's the right type of service. Some, and this is perfectly fine, right? Some are perfectly happy with the traditional headhunting. We also like doing this. We work on a success-based fee, right? So everyone knows, okay, there's only a payment when there's really success and the company can hire someone. Perfectly fine. I also like doing this because it really motivates me. On the other hand, the recruiting as a service, working on those, I also like because it gives us little bit more flexibility in terms of what we can do and how we can consult you and what we can do for you. Because by knowing, hey, the certain amount of money that we agreed on, this is just going to be paid per month, like we can experiment a little bit more, right? We can run ads and test different ad versions out. We can spend also a little bit more money up front because we know, hey, we're also generating some revenue anyhow. So yeah, I think it's a win-win for both sides. And what I really like about what we do, Laura, is that we give our customers and our companies that we work with the choice. What do you prefer, right? So we are happy to do both and adjust. And this is really the key, I think, to provide the best service.
Yes. I know you are a good finance and numbers guy. Let's talk a little bit about pricings that we have seen other companies doing in general when it comes to recruiting as a service, because I think many will have this question, like, what do I have to pay for it?
Yeah. So usually how these contracts are is you agree on a fixed number of euros per month. Of course, it's not going to be just like 500 euros. No one can work with that. So you should, I would say that the ranges I've seen, you should budget for somewhere between 5,000 and maybe up to 10,000, depending on how much positions you want to give to the agency, what they should be doing, right? What is included in the contract. Of course, sometimes you might get an offer that even has some discount on that, but usually the least amount I've seen, I think it's like 4,000 per month, but usually probably it's more like 6,000 or 8,000 per month. So this is the first variable that you have to consider. And then the second one, and this is where I would really look closely, is that some contracts state that there has to be a minimum payment for about, I don't know, 6 months, 12 months, 3 months, whatever. So this is something where I think we really have a value add, because we say, no, we want to also be tested by you. So we say there is no minimum. requirement for a certain number of months. So with us, you can cancel every month. I think this is really important with that type of service, because if I don't know an agency and I bind myself to them for 6 months, like that's really hard, right? Because they may not perform well. This is the second part that you should look out for.
I think there's two, of course, like the pricing on the one hand, and then on the other hand, what are the conditions? Such an important topic to look into. And I also liked that you take the perspective of what do you get for this money. You already mentioned it before, right? When you pay in advance to an agency, a recruiting agency in this case, what happens is that you're allowing us, in this case, also to experiment more and faster. And I think this is so cool because, for example, currently we're working on one project. And what we have done is we are changing the ads, adapting the ads, testing this, testing that. And through that, already achieving much faster success than we could if we didn't have that budget in advance, right? So I think this is the perspective that you're taking into account when you choose one agency and accept one of the pricing models that of course fit you. And on the other hand, I mean, when we compare this to headhunting, where most of the times it is something like, let's say 20 to 30% of the yearly salary of the person you hire, many headhunting agencies will also take a payment in advance, but some agencies are like, no risk for you, you only pay if you hire, right? But then the amount you pay at the end is much higher than the one where you pay monthly, right? So it's a calculation, like what makes most sense for you? What service do you want? Do you want the full round service, so recruiting as a service, or just for this specific position, because the rest, you don't need it. You have employer branding and the agency should not worry about that. So I think there's various options of how to choose and why to choose.
And what I really like, what we are offering, or in general, what usually smaller agencies maybe offer, is there's more flexibility. And with us, right, you're either negotiating with Laura or me at the end with the founder, so we can decide to give you an offer that best fits with your needs, right? Whereas if you work with these bigger agencies, usually they have a set way of doing things, and then you have to adapt to how they are doing things, right? Which I understand also makes sense when you have a more standardized procedure. But sometimes, especially in contract terms, I like to always make the best decision for both parties, right? For us, but also, of course, for you as a customer.
Yes, and I mean, that's part of the name, like as a service. And we truly take that serious, you know? It should be as a service to you, so that it should be something that fits your needs and that adapts over time if necessary, because that's also something we do, right? We start working with you, we realize hey, we should change this and that, or maybe you want to test out something. We're open to it because we're doing a service for you. We don't expect you to follow our standards and our things to do. We will always advise you because, of course, we have a different perspective of the market. We have more insights, but we will consult you. And in the end, it's still the service we want to provide to you. And I think this, again, something very important that you should talk with potential agencies that you're looking for when you think about, you know, should I go for recruiting as a service? I think it's still quite new. Luca, where would you recommend people to find out about agencies that offer this type of service?
Yeah, I think the good thing here is a very distinct keyword. So if you type in recruiting as a service in Google, you will only get relevant results. So I think this is one of the cases where you can definitely make a small Google search. And then usually what I like about this, it's very transparent. So the company is offering, hey, this is our price, this is what is included, and you can shop around a little bit, so it's easy to compare for you as a customer. But of course, we're also happy to offer to you if you want to have a 15-20 minute call, and we can discuss if that's the right option for you. So you don't need to make the research on your own. We're happy to consult you, and then we can check if recruiting as a service is the right service for your needs.
Absolutely. So I think it's time to just summarize briefly what is recruiting as a service and what might be the benefits that you as a company can get out of it.
Yeah, so recruiting as a service is a new form of recruitment support you can get by agencies. It's especially relevant for you if you don't like the old and well-established a model where there's a success-based payment, but you're rather someone who wants to have fixed monthly costs that you can calculate with. Prices usually range, I would say, between 5,000 and 10,000 per month, of course, depending on the number of positions you have, the difficulty of the job involved. And what it gives you is a specialized recruitment partner who now has the budget to the things the agency thinks are the best to find the best candidates. So as an agency, we might do that. We do active sourcing on your behalf. We post the jobs on job boards on your behalf. We also run social media campaigns on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on other channels for you. Yeah. So you really get all the different methods that, that modern recruitment has to offer for you for a fixed price. If you are interested in this, you want to try it out, or you just want to know if that might be the right fit for you, just reach out to us. Please write us an email to team@careerb.de. We are happy to consult you, and we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We're super happy to have you here. And if you are a company who's looking for talents to expand their team, make sure to check out our services at careerb.de, because there we explain how we help you find top talents much faster. And on the other side, if you're a talent who's currently looking for a job here in Germany, then make sure to also check out our website under careerb.de/talents, because there you'll discover more about our brand new masterclass, where we really guide you step by step on how to find that dream job of yours. But in either case, you can also just send us a direct email to team@careerb.de, because we're also super happy to address all your questions directly there. Wishing you a wonderful day.